in the industry that they are and take advantage of productivity and technology as well. So definitely not boring. In terms of like who I think is next, or whether some of the Magnificent Seven, the ones that don't pay, are going to start paying. From the top of my head, I believe Amazon and Tesla are the two that don't pay dividends. Now, if I had to pick who I think may be next,
Hello and welcome to the Woke Finance Podcast, the podcast discussing all things finance and all things finance related. It's your boy Peter, and I'm with my co-host, my bro Jax. How are you today?
yes, Peter. I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing very good. Now, in previous episodes, I've told you about how excited I am about the weather getting better, but it's not getting much better. I think they lied to me. We are at the end of April, and it's so cold. I'm wearing my winter jacket still. I'm not sure about you.
Listen, you know what, man? It's on and off around here. It's on and off around here. Obviously.
I need summer to come now. I feel like winter's lasted a very long time here in the UK.
Soon come, man. Talking of seasons, though, in relation to this particular episode, which we're going to be talking about in a bit, quite a lot of things are happening for some big giant companies, and they've, I guess, changed in season as well. And we're going to talk a bit more about what I mean by that shortly. But before we do that, just a massive shout out to our listeners, wherever you are in the world. We appreciate you. We see you. And yeah, man, we just recognize you and just want to say thank you for your ongoing support. Please make sure you keep tuning into our episodes. Our most recent episodes, shout out Crystal McGilvery, where me and Jax and Crystal had a very in-depth conversation around finance and behavior, and the behavioral side of things, man. But no, Jax, that was a really good episode last week.
Yeah, fantastic episode, if I do say so myself. I've listened to it back a couple times and I'm still learning from it. Every time I listen to it, I learn something new. So definitely encourage our listeners to go back and listen to that and maybe even listen to it more than once.
Absolutely. No, Jax, man. So today this is going to be one of those episodes where we respond to a bit of news. So it's not going to be a long one, but you know, we can't really go a few weeks without responding to certain bits of news, and this is one of them. And why it's quite big for us is because we're obviously quite passionate about investing and, you know, the stock market and businesses as well. And in particular with this news, actually. So for those of you that don't know, Google, the company Google, has now in their most recent earnings report. So every quarter they release their earnings report where they tell the world how well or not well the company is performing. And in their recent earnings report, which came out this week, we're heading towards the end of April 2024. They announced that for the very first time, they will be paying dividends.
Amazing. So yeah, we are now well into, or we've just started what we call earnings season. For our listeners, if you want to know what earnings season is, if you're quite new to the world of investing and that kind of stuff, earnings season is essentially a period where a lot of what we call public companies, which are companies that you and I can invest in, huge companies that are on the stock exchange. They are required to report every 3 months. So every quarter, they tell us, how business is going. They tell us how much money they're making or maybe even losing. And they give us information about the business. And sometimes they can do things like all of a sudden tell us that, hey, for our shareholders, we are going to pay dividends. And that's exactly what Google have done. Google, also known as Alphabet. Alphabet is the parent company, but we also know it as Google, ticker symbol GOOGL. They've decided to declare a dividend, which is completely amazing, especially for shareholders of Google. For full disclosure, I am also a shareholder of Google. And it's made the news. The shares were have been trading about 10%. It's up 10% today, which is today as I'm speaking. Is actually the day after they've declared a dividend. So because of that news, this wonderful news, it has actually attracted new investors to buy shares in the asset. So yeah, fantastic news.
We're going to talk a bit more about, why are investors so attracted to dividends, and what are dividends and all of that stuff as well. Now, Jack's last quarter, as you've explained, last quarter was also earnings seasons where companies like Google and other companies released their earnings report. And actually, last quarter, another tech giant. So we've got all these big tech giants, which everyone across the world, most people across the world are aware of because we use them, on a day-to-day basis. The other tech giant, which is Facebook, their parent company, of course, Meta, they also announced that for the very first time they will be paying dividends. What is going on here, Jax?
Yeah, well, it's fantastic, right?
And also, why is it such a, can I say such a shock? Because when we
Is.
look at companies like Google and Meta, we call them big growth companies, and we don't really
Yes.
think of them as paying dividends.
Well, absolutely. I think the first thing to note is when we speak about dividend paying companies, these are often companies in sectors that don't have much growth in those sectors. And when we talk about much growth, it's just the rate of growth. So that doesn't mean they're not growing anymore, but they're not growing that fast. So certain sectors like healthcare or consumer staples and stuff like that, or utilities or energy, these companies are normally huge companies. They generate huge amounts of profits. But they actually distribute some of those profits back to shareholders in a form of dividends. And they do that for different reasons. But the alternative to distributing profits to shareholders in a form of dividends is to retain the cash on a balance sheet, which basically just means keep the cash within the business, and then to reinvest it, right? And often it will be reinvested in things like research and development, or reinvested to actually grow the business even faster. But sometimes if you have cash on your balance sheet and there's no opportunities to actually reinvest and grow faster, having that much cash is actually a misallocation of capital. So again, what you find is some of these companies that I've just described in different industries, they actually pay profits to the shareholders. Whereas companies in other sectors, faster growing sectors, the one being obvious is the technology sector. This sector is fast growing, right? It grows very fast. Revenues are growing fast. Some of these companies in the tech sector are not profitable, right? They're not focusing on profitability. They're focused much more on growth and growing their actual revenues rather than profits. However, it's interesting because there are companies in this sector that, of course, are growing very fast, but they are also very profitable, right? And the examples are the ones we've just described are now paying dividends. So companies like Google, and also Meta or Facebook, these companies are huge companies. They've actually been around for a decent amount of time as well now, and they generate so many profits, but they are in the tech sector. So generally speaking, you wouldn't expect a lot of kind of software or technology type of companies to be paying dividends. But yeah, now they do, and that's very exciting for the shareholders.
Very exciting, and we're gonna get into that actually. Now, Google, or the parent company Alphabet, is $2 trillion market cap company. I think Facebook is just under 1 trillion. These are big boy companies, and they are making profit as well. And as you explained, with that profit, there's a few things they can do with that profit. Got reinvest back into the business, going towards growing the business, innovation, design, all of that stuff. And companies can also pay down their debt as well with that those bits of extra free cash. And then they can also do things like share buybacks as well. And obviously, one of the other things they can do is dividends. So out of those, I guess, four things, and there's maybe one or two other things they can do with that extra bit of cash. Why would a company then decide to pay dividends? And I know a large part of that is because of the shareholders.
Yeah, well, at some point you have to reward the shareholders, right? So one of the ways I like to explain this to the average person who just wants to understand how big companies in the stock market will pay dividends, why would they want to pay out some of the profits? Why would they not just want to consistently reinvest, 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 right? Because at some point you've got to reward the shareholders. If let's say you started a business today and it was a limited business, so you were incorporated. And you were generating good revenues, your company was growing, it was doing really, really well. Of course, one of the best ways to really, benefit from this growth of the company is to sell the company to someone, right? But the other way, as also someone who runs the business and is a shareholder of the business, is you have to find a way to take some money out of the business. And the way to take money out of the business is often in the form of dividends. So again, by being a shareholder, by growing the business, a great way to benefit is to actually take money out of the business and, do whatever you want with it, and that will come in the form of dividends. So yeah, the first thing is you have to reward the shareholders. This is a way to thank the shareholders for being the providers and the holders of capital. So that's one of the reasons why. But I think a bigger reason is often being able to signal to what we call market participants or the outside world that your company has now basically committed to something. When a company decides to start paying dividends, it's a commitment. It's not just a one-time thing. In fact, if it is a one-time thing, that's probably not good. It's not a super very good thing, right? It's a commitment to market participants to say our company is most likely going to be able to sustain its profitability, and not just sustain the profitability, but grow that profitability over time, so that we can not only just start paying dividends, not just even maintain paying dividends, but we can also grow those dividends over a long period of time as well. So that signal is often a way to attract new investors into the business, who are looking for a way to earn a return, not just from capital appreciation, but raw cash flows in the form of dividends.
And you know what's funny when you said that that signal is so important. It for me, it feels like whenever a company says they're ready to start paying dividends, it feels like, listen, they're saying, listen, we are here to stay for the long term. And you mentioned something about attracting new investors. They are investors, and one very popular, big, well-known one that only choose to put their money into dividend paying companies.
Well, Warren Buffett, right? We know if you were to analyze Berkshire Hathaway's kind of portfolio of assets from the beginning of time, really, you find that I think over 90% of those assets that he has invested in, or businesses that he invested in, all pay dividends. All the stocks that he invested in all pay dividends. And you have a school of thought who truly believe in the idea of dividends. And I'm actually part of that school, if I'm really honest, because dividends are real cash flow, right? It's cash that really moves from one place to another. When we start to really understand things like financial statements, so when we start to understand things like the income statement, the balance sheet, and the cash flow statement, one of the things is people, a lot of the more sophisticated investors, pay probably more close attention to the cash flow statement than the income statement, because the income statement can be manipulated. There could be some financial engineering that takes place in the income statement, because it's not just pure cash. It's to do with things like, let's just say I bought something, or I agreed to buy something in the future that can actually make its way into my income statement, even though I've not actually bought the thing yet, right? Whereas a cash flow statement, that shows raw cash moving from one place to another, right? And dividends is real cash hitting your account. It's not, oh, I'm just waiting for the stock market to recognize that the stock that I hold is good, so it's willing to pay me a high price for it. No, dividends are real cash flows that, make its way into the investor's bank account. And often, like you said, when companies are paying dividends, it often signals that, hey, we're here to stay. Right, we're able to pay out a proportion of our profits because we envisage that we will continue to be more profitable and grow our profits over the long term. So yeah, and also I think it's really important to understand that when we talk about the investment universe and what are called market participants, there are people that are only interested in these assets, and there are not just people, but certain endowment funds, certain pension funds, certain insurance funds, big, kind of funds that are only interested in investing in assets that produce what we call natural income. And that's why it's very attractive to see a company like Google, and of course, like Meta, start paying dividends to their shareholders.
Wow. So, for our listeners, you're talking about it's not just individuals like or retail investors like us that are thinking, whoa, they're paying dividends now, I'm interested. But we're talking big funds that want to obviously pull their money into a company like Google now.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, very, very interesting. I mean, it doesn't come as a shock because of what Meta done. Two other tech giants that we know, again, full disclosure, I own both these stocks as well, which is Apple and Microsoft. They are humongous companies, but they are also technology companies that are still growing at a pretty fast rate, right? But they pay dividends too. So actually, when we think about it may not be a huge surprise that that Meta and also Google have decided to pay dividends. And now I'm wondering who's next.
Who is next? And yeah, let's definitely touch on that because we always hear about the so-called magnificent seven stocks or companies as well. And there's a couple, I think two, that are not paying dividends. But just for our listeners, Jack spoke a lot about financial statements and looking at free cash flow, and that particular statement being quite interesting because you get to see dividends, which is real cash leaving a business as well. A couple of years ago, we actually did an episode with one of our guys, chartered accountant KLD Olubayo, who did an episode with Jackson myself, and it was called Understanding Financial Statements for Investing. If you are an investor or have interest in investing in individual companies, we encourage you to start to learn or continue to be familiar with things like financial statements as well. And that's episode 39. It was three parts, so episode 39 to 41. So do check that out if you've heard it before a couple of years ago. Re-listen to it, man. It's very relevant, just for our general education. Now, Jax, before I ask you, the question, who is next? After Google, who do you think is next after Google? When a company pays dividends, so I look at companies like AT&T, Verizon, IBM. I'm sure back in the days when they were around in their first couple of, maybe their first decade, they were known as these cool, exciting companies, right? And then at some point they decided to pay a dividend. They made that stage, they took that next step and they made that announcement to the world, we're here to stay. But now, when you look at these companies, a lot of people will trust them because they've been around for a long time and we expect them to still be around. But it's fair to say that a lot of people look at them as like boring companies. Do you feel that's what eventually is going to happen to Google and the likes of Meta very soon?
Yeah, great question. So I think I'll start with the latter part of the question about whether they're going to be boring or not. I think it depends on the time frame that we're looking at, right? So most definitely then I highly doubt there will be boring companies very soon. And again, it depends on how you define boring. Okay, there are companies that are under the title dividend aristocrats, and also dividend kings and that kind of stuff, where these companies have been paying dividends for the aristocrats over 25 years, and for the kings double that. When you look at those holdings, then they're not all of them are boring, right? I think the better term is they're stable. So it's the stability is the terminology that we probably want to focus on. They are more stable than they are boring, and that kind of stuff. So some of these companies are still innovative, they're still growing, and it's in that growth that allows them to also grow their dividends as well, right? So they still have to remain competitive, in the industry that they are, and take advantage of productivity and technology as well. So definitely not boring. In terms of like who I think is next, or whether some of the Magnificent Seven, the ones that don't pay, are going to start paying. From the top of my head, I believe Amazon and Tesla are the two that don't pay dividends. Now, if I had to pick who I think may be next, I would probably say Amazon more than Tesla. And the reason behind that is because when we look at all the ones that have been paying dividends, I think they've been around for a very long time. Even though, so it's two things. One, you've been around for a very long time, and two, you've been growing at a fast rate. And I think you can continue growing at a fast rate and continue being around for a very long time. But at some point, you've been around for an extremely long time, and you need to probably start thinking about dividends. And I think Amazon is definitely in that boat. And I place Amazon in a similar boat to Google and Meta. In fact, I would have. It's probably even more surprising that some of these companies pay dividends before Amazon. Correct me if I'm wrong, Peter, but Amazon came before maybe one of them, or did it?
Definitely before
Amazon.
Meta.
Yeah, definitely before Meta. I'm not sure about Google, but definitely before Meta. So, yeah, I would probably, think that Amazon might be next, but I highly doubt Tesla will be a company that starts paying dividends very soon. I could be wrong. You never know in this world. But the reason behind that is I don't think they're yet established as an organization. I don't think they've been profitable for long enough. So I think it will take a much longer time for Tesla to be a dividend payer. But hey, they might catch the dividends cold. They might, it seems that all these companies are sneezing, they might catch it too. So we just never know.
Love it, love it, love it. Yeah, man. No, I love this, man. So I guess in response to the news, in your opinion, do you feel this is essentially a good thing with what's happened?
Yeah, I do. I do. And it goes back to what I was saying earlier. I think it's a way to reward shareholders, especially shareholders that have held a stock for a very long time. And the reason why I say that is because remember, if you had bought shares in Google slash Alphabet many, many years ago, you would have got it for a pretty decent price. And if you've had, and the longer you would have held it, the more you would have done better, right? So you would have done really well in terms of the capital appreciation, even though there has been volatility. Google has done pretty well for shareholders, right, over a long period of time. But what's even more exciting now is if you accumulated those shares earlier on, the dividends, remember, dividends are paid per share, right? So if someone was to buy Google today, the chances that the dividend yield that they will get will be quite small because they'll be paying today's price for it. But because shareholders who bought shares many, many years ago would have got it for a much cheaper price and probably accumulated more shares, they would definitely be receiving a much higher dividend yield than those who are looking to buy it now. So yeah, I think it's a great way to reward shareholders, but not just reward shareholders, but also a great way to attract new investors.
Love it, love it, love it, man. We'll definitely keep a watchful eye on how things are going. I think they declared that they're gonna be paying out the dividends, the first set of dividends in June. So yeah, definitely one to watch out for, and then for the next few companies to follow suit as well. It's quite interesting. We've always done episodes on dividends as well, so it's always nice to respond to news like this as well, and hopefully quite useful for our listeners all over the world. In particular, we're going to give a shout out to where we're getting new listeners. And Jax, today we are going to be giving a shout out to Birmingham, which is a city here in England.
Yo, shout out to the Brum lot. Welcome,
Come on,
welcome,
come on,
welcome,
come on.
Birmingham. Welcome to the Walk Finance Podcast. You are here with myself, Jax, and the co-host Peter. On his podcast, we talk about all things finance and all things finance related. But if you want to know more about what we do, because Walk Finance is more than a podcast, you can head over to www.walkfinance.co.uk. That's www.walkfinance.co.uk. And if you want to engage with us on our socials, we are predominantly on LinkedIn and Instagram. So if you search for Walk Finance, you are sure to find us. I hope you are enjoying the episodes and getting tons of value. Big up Birmingham.
Come on, come on, come on. Shout out to our Brummies. Come on, we got love for you and we appreciate you very much. And of course, to our listeners all over the world. Jax, man, we've responded to this news. Any final words before I let you go?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be an interesting earnings season. We're recording this episode at the end of April. I'm really paying attention to how companies are doing, how profitable companies are, how they are doing it in this kind of rocky environment, high interest environment, high inflationary environment. But to be hearing companies, declaring dividends in this environment shows the strength of businesses and also shows the strength of consumers. So yeah, really, really interesting, and I'm really keeping an eye to hear who else is going to be paying dividends. It seems like a trend is kicking off, and I've always said, or in more recent times, I've said dividends is one of the ways you start to really understand how businesses work. Even as a stock investor, whilst it's great to invest in growth and you would be rewarded in terms of share prices if a company does well, but dividends for me is probably the easiest way to learn how to even value a company, and to actually understand what it means to be an investor and to receive real cash flows. So it's good to see that they're paying dividends, even though they are a great growth company. And I think that can also, help new investors to understand what it means to receive a return in form of real cash.
Thank you very much for that, Jax, man. There we have it for our listeners, man. We appreciate you. We see you. And remember all,
Stay
stay woke.